Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
All good things have to start somewhere, and with football history, it started pretty much with one guy, and that is Park Hill Davis. Park H. Davis, a great historian, author, player, coach, did just about everything, and we have some links where you can even learn more about Park H. Davis and his history coming up in a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And we are going to celebrate one of the great people in the history of football. And he is so important that he basically started the history of football. He started recording it anyway. And that's Park Hill Davis, Park H. Davis, the great historian. This man is such an interesting figure from back at around the turn of the century up until the late 1920s and early 30s. He did just about anything. He played in the 19th century, played football, played for Princeton. He coached in major college football. Lafayette is one of the most famous teams that he coached for. We've talked about his Lafayette teams a couple times during our Football History Rewind episodes. And he also wrote an excellent book called Football, the Intercollegiate Game, back in 1911, where he chronicled basically the first 40 years of the game of football. And he was the first one really to do that, to try to gather up all the information that he could. And he found it very important. As a matter of fact, at the preface of that book, Davis basically, in essence, says that, you know, he did it because people look at baseball, which was very popular at the time, and it had statistics and statisticians and recorders and getting write-ups in the newspaper and yada, 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 where football really didn't have that. And he wanted to try to come up with a way to have an official scorer or reporter to keep data on football games of the college level. There wasn't professional level back then, 1911. So that was one of the reasons he wrote this book, is just to set the record straight, as you will, of what was going on in football all the way from, you know, the 1880s up. Well, actually, he goes before that. He goes back into Roman and Greek times, makes the ties that, and even to some biblical connections of the game of football. Takes it through association football or soccer and rugby, brings it to the United States, Harvard, McGill, the whole thing, the Princeton-Rutgers game 1869, right up into where, you know, Walter Camp and others gather together in the intercollegiate football conferences and rules committees and come up with some of these rules that really change a game. We've talked about this immensely, of so the contributions, you know, men like Amos Alonzo Stagg and Walter Camp and others have done, John C. Bell. And he sort of chronicles that and confirms that, and he's actually probably the first person that recorded that and let us know that it did happen. Without Park H. Davis, we might not know a lot of this history that occurred back there with those guys and what they actually did, because he really was a good reporter on that. The other thing that he really did that was so important was he retroactively went back and tried to pick national championship teams from the early 1930s all the way back to the beginning of football, and tried to do it. And some others have tried it as well, but a lot of years, Park H. Davis is the only one that was truly accepted as the NCAA's official national championship teams. And they've brought in the Helms and the, you know, the National Championship Committee and some others to do that as well. But I just wanted to make sure you're aware of a couple things, that he's a very important figure that I have learn from. One of my first books on football history was that, you know, football, the American intercollegiate game, wrote by him in 1911. Just gathered up all that history. I soaked it up. I really dabbled in, especially, you know, the ones when rules, when I was a football official and writing some officiating history documents. A lot of them I share with you here on PigskinDispatch.com, some of the information. So we've also done some collaborative things where we've used Park H. Davis. You know, we have, of course, Orville Mulligan. I collaborate that with our friend Oz Davis of Truly the Goats podcast, and, you know, some other podcasts here on Sports History Network. And we created, you know, our Number 80 Productions team, where we put together this Orville Mulligan audio drama. And if you haven't listened to it, it's really a great way. We're just looking for other ways to promote sports history and to preserve it and to let people hear it and absorb history. And you'll love Orville Mulligan. It's a fictional story set in an actual nonfiction, real life sporting events, and there's a lot of history in there. I think you'll enjoy it. OrvilleMulligan.com and in your favorite podcast provider, and as well you can find it on Sports History Network under Orville Mulligan. But anyway, episode one, we set a character in there of Park H. Davis. And our main character, Orville Mulligan, who's a newspaper reporter, a journalist of the 1920s, he is interviewing Park H. Davis because he wants to get to know Walter Camp, who's, you know, a very big figure in football at that time. And we have sort of Park H. Davis and Camp sort of being friends and associating, watching the Penn Marshall game back then. So, you know, it's Penn Franklin Marshall, I'm sorry, game. And he's, you know, just a main character there, and he says some interesting things, but we tried to keep the spirit of who we believed Park H. Davis was, and it's very interesting here. Now, our latest collaborative effort has been with Aaron Harris of the Football Odyssey podcast and footballodyssey.com, and he has his YouTube channel, Football Odyssey YouTube channel. Well, Aaron got together, asked if I would like to collaborate on some projects with his YouTube videos, and he's, you know, much better at that than I am. We got into these things of, you know, our first one was on Park H. Davis. It just got released on July 22nd. You can find that on the YouTube. Just do a search on Football Odyssey, and you'll see that Park H. Davis very great video that you can have there. We're posting it also on Pigskin Dispatch. You're going to see an embedded link to the YouTube video there that Aaron has put together with some of my help and a great editorial staff that he's working with. And they put together just a fantastic, real quick, 10-minute, less than 10-minute little video on the great Park H. Davis, so you can learn more about his history. I just want to give you some shout-outs to that and what an important man he was to do what we're loving to do right now. You know, you listening, me learning, me talking, talking with experts, football history. Park H. Davis is sort of that guy that started it all, that, you know, initial scribe of the gridiron that really got things rolling and started protecting the history and preserving the history. So hope you enjoyed this little bit of history on Park H. Davis. Learn lots more from Aaron Harris's video. And, you know, also check out Orville Mulligan and see if you agree with our depiction of the great Park H. Davis in that episode one of Orville Mulligan titled After You've Gone. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, it's found right here on the Sports History Network.